question from Dinamanu Prabhu. What is the significance of the story of Brahman Raj brother Gopinath Patnaika being imprisoned by Prataprudra and then being rescued by Lord Chaitanya? Answer: Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami at one level literally linearly describes Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And one of the chapters in the Antalila, when Lord Chaitanya is in Jagannath Puri, at that time this pastime is described of his coming to of Gopinath Acharya being Gopinath Patanayaka being punished and then being rescued. So there are multiple messages through this pastime. First level, Lord Chaitanya, the main lesson there is that Lord Chaitanya cares for his devotees even materially, not just spiritually, but materially also. But it is also that is the Lord arranges, but at the same time, the mood over there is that the devotees should also be responsible in their material affairs. And Gopinath Patnaika basically turns out to be careless. So he's a little careless and he wastes his money on various things. So not just his money, he wastes the king's money. The tax is collected on various things and the king is upset with him, the administration is upset with him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't just, because you're a devotee, you can do anything and everything, no. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes the point that you have to be responsible, you have to be careful. Yeah, if you are the king's money, should go to the king. You cannot misappropriate that money. So that is a lesson of the ordinary morality, and that it also has to be followed, and that is important. Bhaktisiddhanta Sundu also talks about this. The devotees have to be moral in their conduct with others. In the normal affairs, they should be attentive in their dealing, ordinary dealings with others. And another point there is that when repeatedly devotees come and different devotees come and ask Lord Chaitanya, he is about to be guillotined basically. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, what is this? You know, I am getting a headache. Why are they coming and troubling me like this? If more people trouble me like this, I will leave and I will go to Alalnath. So here, normally, but then all the devotees say, no one will trouble you afterwards. But then, although the Lord says like this, the Lord also arranges through circumstances, which are not circumstantial alone, just ultimately the Lord's arrangement, to have him rescued in time. So the point there is that the Lord helps, but the devotees should not demand from the Lord. And normally, the level of bhakti which we should practice, and we that when we have any headaches, when we have heartbreaks, when we have some burdens, when we go and share them with the Lord and pray for his help. And that is good. At the same time, an advanced level of devotion is not just that we share our trouble with the Lord, but that we want to remove the Lord's trouble. Just like the devotees apply chandan on the Lord during the hot season. That is why it said that chandan, the Lord's body will become hot, so we need to mitigate the heat. Similarly, the devotee's mood is that I should not create anxiety for the Lord, I should remove anxiety for the Lord. And removing anxiety means that I should work for doing what the Lord, what the Lord's mission is. So that mood of transcendental love, where the devotees do not want to trouble the Lord, and but the Lord helps the devotees. That mood is also demonstrated. Overall, that pastime is it's quite as you rightly said, it's a deep pastime where at first level, not much seems to be seen happening over there. From a spiritual point of view, what exactly is happening? So the point is that it's not that everyone in every way in the Lord's pastimes is entirely transcendental. Sometimes some characters may act in non-transcendental ways also. So when they act in that way, how the Lord accommodates them and how the Lord enables them, restores their devotion, that is also demonstrated. And The whole idea is that also that pastime demonstrates how Pratapudra has become completely devoted to the Lord. Because he doesn't have to be even requested that he should do something. And he just gets the news that Lord Chaitanya will leave. And when he gets the news, he not only stops the gluttony. He says, I never wanted this. But then he actually gives further rewards and compensates. And then he takes care of everything. So in that way, that is also a pastime through which Pratapudra's devotion is demonstrated. So this is where we can infer different lessons from all that particular pastime.